This is program number LW2714. Well, let me tell you today about Farmer Jones. Hi, this is Larry West. Got a minute? Farmer Jones had a very beautiful horse. He was proud of it. One day he rode him into town and carefully tied that horse to the hitching post in front of the local saloon. Two thieves hurrying through town just happened to spy that horse and they decided to steal it. Well, realizing that the horse was much too fine and valuable an animal to be stolen in the ordinary manner, they decided that they needed a strategy, a plan, in order to make their theft more successful. When they came up with it, they carried it out this way. One of them hurriedly untied the horse and rode swiftly away. The other guy stayed behind and stood by the hitching post. The farmer finally walked out of the building and saw that his horse was gone. He was just about to cause a ruckus when the thief walked up to him, and in a sad, low tone, he said, "Sir, I am your horse. Years ago," he said, "I sinned, and for my sins I was punished. I was changed into a horse. Today my sentence is over, and I can be released if you will be so kind." The farmer was amazed, yet he was touched by the story, and he sent the man away, wishing him luck in his new life. Several months went by, and Farmer Jones went to a fair in a neighboring town, and great was his surprise to see that his horse was for sale there. Gazing long at the animal, you know, just to make sure that his eyes were not deceiving him, he walked over and looked the animal over. It was his horse, all right. Finally, leaning up to the horse's ear, he whispered, "So, you sinned again, did you?" You know, I think it's safe to say that sin would have few takers if its consequences were to occur so immediately. The problem is, most of the time, the consequences don't come until later, until you're hooked. Now, there are consequences. Seriously, the baby born with a defect because mama couldn't give up her smoking, or the baby born retarded because the mama had a venereal disease, there are consequences. Ask the families who have buried a loved one because a drunk driver was on the road. Ask them if sin has its consequences. The problem is, though, that it's often someone else who suffers. The guy is crazy who says that sin is not fun. The bright lights, the tinkling of the ice in the glass, flesh against flesh, sure, it's captivating. And I know, okay, I'm using a three-letter word that's as outdated as World War I. What we need is a word that the Cosby kids can understand, right? I know the things I'm talking about are things that, well, that we are to call only superstitions, delusions, right? But really, since our God is as old as World War I, yet is as up-to-date as high-tech computer technology, I'd really like to use the word he's chosen to use, and he's chosen to use the word sin. And back to the point. I think sin would have few takers if its consequences were to occur immediately to the person who committed the sin. The problem is, you've got to believe the Bible. You've got to. When it says, the wages of sin is death. And the death the Bible speaks of is not the grave. It's hell. And it will come to the one who committed the sin. Farmer Jones, it's worse than being turned into a horse. The wages of sin is hell. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. There is another part to that sentence, the one I just quoted to you from the Bible. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the Bible goes on. It says, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God there is a way out. I have a Bible study course that talks more about it, and it's yours free. It's called For God So Loved You. For God So Loved You. It's an 8-lesson, non-denominational Bible study course, and we give a free diploma upon graduation. It's yours free. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.